Hello everyone, and welcome to the latest WDA Marketing Pit Stop, where we take a look at the most important automotive digital marketing news and updates. In this episode, we're going to be taking a look at the updates from last week, 11th to the 17th of January. News includes LinkedIn Stories getting a swipe-up feature, Google launching a dedicated performance report for news, YouTube post-roll ads now turned on by default, Snapchat Spotlight being made even more like TikTok, and much more. As always, I'm your host, Matt Tudge. Let's take a pit stop and get straight into it. Firstly, we're going to start with the news from social media this week and LinkedIn Stories getting a swipe up feature. Swipe up links can now be added to your stories on LinkedIn, similarly to how the feature works on Instagram. This is great news for both automotive businesses and professionals, as it will provide another opportunity to drive traffic to your website or a relevant external resource. At this time, LinkedIn Stories can only be created on mobile devices. If stories on LinkedIn aren't something you've explored yet for your automotive B2B marketing, then now is definitely the time. I don't believe the feature is available to all accounts just yet, but stay tuned. Spotlight gets view count. Snapchat Spotlight feed has now been given a view count that shows a video's popularity, which is overlaid on the clip. This makes it even more similar to the TikTok experience. However, on TikTok, a video clip's view count is shown on the thumbnail. As we've stated before and in our recent Automotive Marketing Trends article, short-form video content is on the rise, and we'll likely see many more continue to try and replicate the TikTok look and feel to take advantage of its popularity. It's not for all automotive brands, but for those that do want to capitalise on it and show off a less professional side to their business, the reach is there, and the audience will only continue to grow. We've now got a couple of updates to discuss from Facebook and Instagram. Firstly, Facebook has made a number of improvements to its Access Your Information tool that help provide better data transparency to users on the platform. Personal data on this section is now broken into several categories rather than two, which makes it easier to find the information you're looking for. As well as this, information has been added in regards to how your data is used. Secondly, the Our Story About section will be removed from all Facebook pages as of February the 28th. If your automotive business has updated this section, then we'd recommend transferring that content to somewhere else on your business page. In fact, Facebook themselves are sending notifications of the updates to page admins and suggesting that this content is added to additional information going forward. Thirdly, Instagram are testing a new likes count feature. In 2019, total likes were removed for most users on the platform. However, they now appear to be testing a new option that would enable you to choose whether you want to display likes on posts or not. There's no official word on this yet from Instagram, but we'll keep you updated if there is. Is this something you'd like to see happen, and would you turn them on for your automotive business account? Let us know. Next, we've got four updates to talk about from YouTube. Firstly, is their dedicated hashtag search results page being launched? The option search for videos by hashtag was first introduced on YouTube back in 2018, but there has always been plenty of room for improvement. Content creators now regularly use hashtags in video descriptions, and YouTube has finally improved the discoverability of these videos with this dedicated search results page that only displays videos that use the relevant hashtags. Secondly, for the first time, YouTube is granting access to video performance from the first 24 hours since publishing. This is available within YouTube Analytics and is surely welcome news to any automotive content creators on the platform. Thirdly, and really a warning to any automotive businesses that are using YouTube and monetizing their videos, post-roll ads are now being turned on by default for any videos over 10 minutes in length. If this is something you don't want showing on your videos, however, then they can be switched off. Fourth and finally, YouTube is continuing to explore ways for creators to tag products directly in their videos to provide seamless e-commerce experiences. Here's what they said. We're testing a new way for people to easily discover and purchase products featured in YouTube videos. Creators in this pilot can add certain products to their videos. Viewers can then see a list of featured products by clicking the shopping bag icon on the bottom left corner of the video. From there, viewers can explore each product's page to see more information, related videos, and purchase options for that product. If this does get rolled out, and eventually we think it will do, this will provide an excellent opportunity for automotive retail brands to take advantage of, whether through your own videos or those of influencers. And to finish off this week, we've got three updates to discuss from Google. First of all, it is now possible to directly monitor your automotive brand's performance on news.google.com and from the Google News app on both iOS and Android devices. This is thanks to a brand new performance report that's available in Google Search Console, and the metrics included within this are what you'd expect: impressions, clicks, and click-through rate. Additionally, Google has made several changes to its index coverage report. This report gives a detailed look at the index status of your web pages that Google has attempted to crawl, and the updates include soft 404 reporting improved, generic crawl anomalies removed, indexed pages blocked by robots text are now being reported as indexed but blocked, and finally, indexed without content has been introduced as a new warning. And lastly, Google is now starting to crawl websites using the latest HTTP2 protocol. This replaces the HTTP 1.1 protocol used previously, and notifications will be sent to you if your site has been transferred to the new version. With this latest protocol comes a host of benefits, with the main one being a reduced website server load. That wraps up the latest WDA Marketing Pit Stop. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Also, just a heads up, our automotive marketing trends to watch and to capitalize on in 2021 will be going live in around a week or so. So make sure you stay tuned and keep your eye out for that one. And if you really are serious about driving more business in 2021 and beyond for your automotive brand, then make sure you follow us on social media and head over to our website, read our blog, and complete our automotive marketing MOT checklist. It takes just 5 to 10 minutes to complete, and you'll get your automotive marketing performance score and bespoke suggestions from our experts on what you can do to improve that, start generating more traffic, leads, and inquiries. Once again, I've been your host, Matt Tudge. Thank you all again for listening to this episode. I'll see you next time.